Welcome to the Health Up Podcast. On my podcast, I share everything I know on how to be the best and healthiest version of yourself, focusing on nutrition and fitness. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Health Up Podcast. Welcome to the 48th episode of my podcast. I am Carly, your host, and very, very happy and excited that you're back here listening to another one of my episodes. If you're new, as I just said, I am Carly and very, very happy that you decided to tune in and listen to my podcast. So today is actually quite different, not only because until literally like 2 or 3 hours ago, I didn't even know that I was going to record, but I am at a whole different setting, setup, however you want to call it. You probably don't know this, but normally I record literally like at my desk in my room. But my sister and I share a room, which obviously means that sometimes she needs it too. And today is one of those days. And I just don't want to be randomly talking to a microphone in my room while she's literally there doing stuff. So I decided to leave. So I'm literally like sitting on my parents' bed holding the microphone. So I have no idea how this audio quality will be. Hopefully not that bad. But yeah. I just want to sit here because, like, it has a nice big window and, like, the sun is literally shining and the sky is so nicely blue and I can literally look out and it is so nice and comfortable and high vibrational, I would say, that I just want to sit here. So, hopefully the audio is not that bad. But now let's get a bit into today's topic, like, what will I be talking about? This is also kind of interesting. Because as you just heard, I didn't even know I was going to record this week because I have been on a hella tight schedule lately. And that's exactly what I will be talking about in this week's episode because I feel like everyone goes through this. Like everyone has a tight schedule in some way, whether it's like needing like to work or going to college or like me going to school and working out, like combining those two can be so, so difficult. And that is literally what I thought until I kind of found a routine and, yeah, I don't know, like, I found, I guess, this perfect combination of working out and staying on top of my game when it comes to school. And, yeah, I don't know, that's just kind of what I want to share in this episode because, as I said, I feel like everyone goes through this. Plus, it's, like, something so, so simple, but it's often made way too complicated, like, I'm literally going to share a few tips which are so, so easy. Literally everyone can apply these to their daily life. And I feel like it will help anyone who really wants to like work out and at the same time like just be good at school, be good in college or do the best at work. So yeah, that is kind of today's topic, I guess, which I feel like is all over the place. But at the same time, it's like pretty helpful. So I don't know, I guess everyone has like their own opinion on this. But before I start, obviously, I want to start off, well, I want to share my highs and lows of this week. And as always, I'll start with the lows, which I feel like there weren't that many because this week has been just kind of like a routine and just kind of going by so quickly that I didn't even realize that it was literally Friday yesterday. Crazy. But I guess the first thing that came into my mind was once again the problem I would say that I had last week, the overthinking and just literally overthinking every single situation, plus like comparing myself to others, especially to other girls for some reason. Like I've been just kind of comparing myself, plus like this overthinking, which is giving me anxiety and makes me like definitely like, first of all, it makes my heart rate go up like crazy. And I feel so, like, uncomfortable when that happens. Plus, I start to sweat. My cheeks get all red. Like, I hate when I just start overthinking and that happens to me. It's crazy. I don't like it. So, I definitely want to try to have that under control next week. And, yeah, that's actually the only kind of low that I can remember. But let's get into the highs, I guess. I feel like there were a lot more highs than lows this week. So, first of all, I kind of, on Wednesday, I think it was, I wore a cute-ass outfit. Well, I don't know if you consider that extremely cute or like pretty or whatever, but it was definitely out of my comfort zone. It was a big one out of my comfort zone. I did feel kind of uncomfortable in the beginning, but at the same time, I felt very pretty. And I was like, I absolutely love this feeling. Even though I was slightly uncomfortable at the same time, I just felt great. I looked amazing, obviously, from my point of view. And I was like, yes, this is me. I don't know, I felt absolutely amazing. So that was definitely the first high of this week. My second high would be that, well, just in general, in school, I've been pretty, like, I don't know how to explain this, but I've been just raising my hand, sharing my opinion, sharing my knowledge, and just saying more in class than I normally do, which is obviously awesome, not only for my grade, but also just, like, for me, and to not be that insecure anymore. So that was definitely a big one for me. And I guess my third high could be that I just stayed and stick to my routine and literally kind of did the same thing every single day, but it felt great because I knew that I was getting things done and I wasn't really putting myself under pressure. I just kind of went with the flow, and that's kind of how this entire week felt like, just literally going with the flow at the same time, like not feeling pressured or anything, like just being there, kind of being present, and it felt great. Like, that is definitely, I don't know, probably one of the best feelings I've been having. And it wasn't just this week. I feel like these past few weeks have been feeling like this, and that is absolutely crazy. And it makes me happy. It makes me actually really, really happy. So yeah, those would be the highs and lows of my week. Obviously, before I start, as always, make sure to follow my socials. I have an Instagram and TikTok. Both are at Carly_fit. Also, please remember to leave a quick review or rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You know that would literally mean the world to me, and it is so, so easy. So please make sure to do that before you click off. And yeah, obviously, if you enjoy this episode, make sure to share it with everyone you love. And let's get started. Okay, you guys, so the first tip I want to share when it comes to staying consistent with your workouts on a tight schedule, or just in general, if you don't have that much time, is to set some goals for yourself. But these goals need to be as clear as possible, and this is going to be the first step that you want to do. Like, before you do anything else, please set some actual good and clear goals for yourself, especially when it comes to working out and like wanting to stay as consistent as possible. Like, I feel like if you don't have any goals and just work out because you want to work out, you'll just be making up excuses after excuses because you don't have a certain thing you want to achieve with this. You don't know what you want to achieve with those workouts, so why even try? And just make up excuses that you'll start maybe next week, that you'll start tomorrow, next month, next year, or probably never. So before it goes into that situation, make sure to have some clear goals. You have to know what your goal will be with the workout you're doing. There are many like types of goals you can have when it comes to working out. You can, for example, go for fat loss, for weight gain, weight loss, muscle gain, or just simply trying to be as active as possible. Like, that is also a valuable goal, and it is one. So before you start working out, make sure to have a goal that you want to achieve. Plus, what I would also recommend is to have kind of a due date. Like, have a day that you want to have achieved this goal. Like, let's, for example, say at the end of the year, December 31st, 2022, you want to have lost, like, maybe 10 pounds. Let's say that is your goal. So now that you know your goal, which is obviously as clear as possible, you even have a date for it, you can start going for your workouts, and you'll actually like be a lot more encouraged to work out because you have a goal and you know when exactly you want to have achieved it. So that is what I personally would really recommend to do. My current goal is muscle growth, and obviously also weight gain, which comes with muscle growth immediately because you're putting on mass. And what I always like to remember is that, like, form also growth. I obviously need to be working out a certain amount of days. Like, there's not specifically like an amount of days I need to be working out, but obviously if I have a good schedule, like stay on my two leg days, my two push days and one pull day, like if I do that week by week, I know that my results will be a lot better than, for example, if I skip a leg day or a push day. Like, I know exactly what my goal is, so I obviously work for it. What I don't really like to do is to set a date for myself, as I just told you guys to do, because, I don't know, I feel like it doesn't really work with me. Like, I can't really make myself grow a certain amount of muscle until a certain day. Like, I don't know, it just is not that great for me. And at the end of the day, remember that you need to just find out what works for you. What I'm saying here is just kind of some advice, but at the end of the day, you need to discover for yourself what exactly will help you, like, stay consistent with working out. But yeah, sadly, this is not as easy as it sounds. Like, you, by writing down goals, you're not going to be more consistent. It is sadly not going to be like that. And to actually stick to the working out and stay consistent with working out, even though you have no to little time, is prioritize. Yep, you need to prioritize. Make sure that you know what your most important activities are, and also the activities which are going to help you achieve that goal. This is something you need to obviously find out for yourself, because you are the one spending your time. Not your mother, not your boyfriend, your sister, whoever you're thinking of. Like, you are literally the one spending your time, so you need to know what are you going to prioritize and what are you going to use your time for. And yeah, I also feel like this is probably like the biggest thing what helps me achieve my daily to-dos, you know, like the most important things for me, like working out, doing school, going on my walk, eating as healthy as possible. Like, prioritizing that makes me do that every single day. And yeah, if you're now maybe asking yourself how exactly to do this, like how exactly to find out what your priorities are, I'm gonna kind of give you a step-by-step guide how I kind of figured out which my priorities were. So first of all, what I did was go through my day, my everyday, like what are the activities, the things you do on a normal daily basis. Just go through that, maybe write it down or just like go through it in your head, however you want to do that. And yeah, first of all, obviously, now you know the things you do throughout your day, and now make sure to pick the activities you first of all enjoy doing. What do you do in your day that makes you happy, that brings you joy? Then choose the activities or things that you know you have to do. Like, you definitely need to do them, no excuses, you have to do those activities. And lastly, choose the activities or things you do throughout your day that will help you achieve your goals. Those are the three things which I prioritize. Why, you might be asking yourself. The first thing, things that bring me joy. I feel like if I don't prioritize things that make me happy, that bring me joy every single day, I'm just gonna be miserable, because I will be doing things that I don't enjoy more than doing things that I actually enjoy, and I won't be happy, and it's just not gonna be good for my mental health. So that's why I always like to prioritize things that make me happy. Maybe not everything, because I can't just 100% of my day do things that make me happy. That's not going to be realistic, but I definitely try to choose a few things which make me happy and really prioritize them throughout my day. The second thing the things that need to be done, I obviously prioritize them because they have to be done. If I want to or not, they need to be done. For me, this is always school, literally every single time. Like, I prioritize school so badly. I don't know if it's like bad at this point, but school is definitely one of my biggest priorities. I study a lot, I do a lot of homework, well, not a lot of homework, I just do the normal amount of homework, but I study a lot and I do a lot of extra work, because school is really one of my biggest priorities. And for you, this might be college, this might be work or just simply doing some things at home, like cleaning the kitchen, cleaning your room, like just these little things which have to be done even though you don't really want to. And lastly, things that will make, well, things that will help you achieve your goals. Obviously, I prioritize these because they will help me become the better version of myself, and that is definitely what I'm trying to achieve. So that is why I prioritize them in my list of things. I mean, of things, yeah, that actually will help me achieve my goals are working out, and I think that's actually it. I don't really know, but like, yeah, and maybe like going for a walk. Like, that is gonna help me achieve my goal of just being more active throughout my day, being healthy, having a healthy body, and obviously like gaining muscle. Like going on my walks and working out, like those are my priorities when it comes to achieving my goals. So that is why I kind of like to separate my priorities into these three things. First of all, because doing things that make you happy is important. Second of all, like things that need to be done have to be done whether you like it or not. And my third point, as I said, things that will help me achieve my goal, which is obviously kind of self-explanatory. So that will be on that. And what I always like to just also remind myself is that before I do anything else or spend my time doing anything else, I need to just remind myself what exactly is it what is missing of my priorities. Maybe on a day I didn't really go for my walk, so before I sit down and do whatever else, which is not really that important, I like to just go on my walk because that is one of my priorities. So before I do anything else, I just really like to go through my head and just kind of think of everything I've done till that time. And if I haven't completed all my priorities, I will go for one of them, like literally like following up to the activity I'm doing. A few methods which helped me, not only helped, but still helped me like kind of get everything done that I want to get done, like get my priorities done, are, for example, setting time frames. With this, I mean like having a certain amount of time to do an activity. Sometimes this works for me, but sometimes it doesn't, because as I said, most of the times I put some extra work into things that actually don't need extra work. Like, for example, say we're talking about a homework which could be done in 30 minutes, I will probably take like 1 hour or even 2 hours to do that homework because I am such an extra person. So that's why sometimes this doesn't work for me, but most of the times, time framing or just having an actual time to stick to will help me a lot. For example, what helps me, well, this method helps me in my afternoons because I come home and then I know that I want to work out some time in the afternoon. So what I know is that I, first of all, will prioritize my schoolwork because school is, as I said, a priority of mine when it comes to, yeah, when it comes to just doing things after school. I do more school. I do homework and I study and I have 45 minutes for that. After that time, I just dedicate the rest of my day to working out and just kind of relaxing, I guess you could call it. But that is kind of how I set my time frames. Like, I know that I have 45 minutes to complete my homework, and afterwards I can work out. Like, not just overdoing my homework sometimes. Like, I like to just stop myself after 45 minutes. If I'm done, I'm done. If I'm not, I will continue the next day. Or maybe if I have more time later, I will continue later. But that is kind of what helps me. And the second tip, or the second, like, method which helps me too, is to do the most difficult or like the most annoying activity first. I know you might have heard this from others, but it actually helps, because I'm going to give you like an actual example of my life, and this kind of happens to me almost every single day. But as I said, doing the most difficult or annoying activity first, for me that is doing homework right after school. I've been thinking about how exactly I want to structure my like after school time, and I thought that I could actually like start with my workout because I've just done school, why not just work out, you know? But I have realized that after I work out, I am not able to concentrate for more time and just do homework. Like, that is not gonna work for me, and that is why I switched that and start off with my homework, which is more complicated, takes more time, more concentration, and afterwards I work out. Like, I try to do the most difficult or like annoying thing first, and afterwards I obviously work out, which is another one of my priorities. But it is, I guess you could say, easier on my brain and just easier in general. So that is what I like to do. And also, I feel like when I like do the easier activity first, I just constantly think about the next activity, which is gonna be more difficult, because I know I have to put more effort into that and I don't really want to. So I don't really stay that focused for the first activity I'm doing. So let's come back to my example of working out and homework. If I start off working out, I will probably not be that mindful with my workout and not be that like present. Instead, I will be thinking about the homework I have to do later, because it is so difficult and I know that it will take me time. So that is why I just switch that and just do my homework first, which is more difficult, and afterwards I do things that I guess you could call a bit more relaxed. And yeah, that is kind of it, what I have for today. I feel like at the end of the day, like, you definitely gotta find out what works for you, and remember that working out and like getting things done is not the only thing in life. I do have to say that I'm still trying to figure this out for myself. Like, I am, as you probably heard, I am really like into doing my homework and being the best of a student as I can. I'm not the best one though, even though I do that much, but I try to be as best as possible and obviously always stay on top of my game. When it comes to school, when it comes to working out, sometimes it doesn't really work out and I still need to figure out how I kind of deal with that. So please make sure to also like not be just focused on working out in school or working out and work. Like, go out and have fun, because at the end of the day, it's literally balance. Like, if you just work out and do school or work every single day and have no social life, for example, that is not going to be good for you, and vice versa. So yeah, just figure it out for yourself, and it takes time. I still haven't gotten it figured out yet, but hopefully I will. And yeah, that is, I guess, it for today. Literally crazy how this episode is almost over, even though this is a shorter one, but it's not that short, but still, it is kind of short. I just really quickly wanted to hop on here and talk about this because it has been really damn present in my life, just trying to balance out workouts in school and staying consistent while doing a lot of schoolwork. Like, I feel like it's not only me going through this, I feel like it's almost everyone. So hopefully this episode was sort of helpful for everyone, you know? And yeah, that is it for today. As I just said, make sure to follow my socials. I have an Instagram and TikTok. Both are at Carly_fit. And also make sure to leave a quick review or rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I've said this 1,000 times by now, but it would really mean the world to me. And it's so easy, so quick, so please make sure to do that. And yeah, that is it for today. Crazy, absolutely loved recording this. Every single time I record, like, when I get out of my room, I'm, like, in such a great mood, because this just makes me happy. It makes me really, really happy. And obviously, I love you all so, so much, and thank you so, so much for supporting me every single day on all my podcast episodes. Like, literally, thank you so, so much. And yeah, make sure to have a wonderful start into your week, into your day, into your morning, or whenever you're listening to this. You deserve the world. You deserve it all. And yeah, love you all so, so much, and see you back on here. Well, I don't really know if I will record something next week, because in 2 weeks I have a big, fat math test coming up, and I need to practice as much as possible. So I don't really know if I'll get to upload a new episode next Monday. Hopefully, yes. I'm really staying positive. But if not, you know why. So yeah, I guess see you next week or 2 weeks. Bye.